This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
We need to get this country back on track. We need to be in the right position, shoulder to shoulder and back to back, a groundswell movement that must take place if we're going to get this country back on track. And 7 out of 10 of us say, in fact, we are on the wrong track. So, hey, look, it's an us-ins kind of thing. It can't be the elites. The elites like it exactly the way it is right now. And I think that's what the DNC was saying last night, is that, hey, America's already great, you know. Yes, we have the soul of greatness, but it just isn't on display and not being expressed, I'm sure. You will agree, as I say, when 7 out of 10 say that, this is why Donald Trump is resonating with Let's Make America Great Again. Well, last night at night one of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, one Bernie Sanders says that Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States. I'm not sure who he's trying to convince. Listen.
Action is about which candidate understands the real problems facing this country and has offered real solutions. Not just bombast, not just fear-mongering, not just name-calling and divisiveness. We need leadership in this country which will improve the lives of working families, the children, the elderly, the sick, and the poor. We need leadership which brings our people together and makes us stronger. By these measures, any objective observer will conclude that based on her ideas and her leadership, Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States.
I'll tell you one thing for sure. The DNC is going to be known for all its booing. So whether it's Bernie Sanders or Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the group is revved up. And are you surprised, Scott? I mean, you know, you got about 40% of the people there who voted for Bernie, they have not quite made the transition. And is it any wonder? I mean, you know, he says that last night, but here's what he said, 3 months ago?
Yeah, 3 months ago, here's what he said.
Yeah.
I don't believe that she is qualified. I don't think that you are qualified if you get $15 million from Wall Street through your super PAC. I don't think you are qualified if you have voted for the disastrous war in Iraq.
Well, you know, my question to Bernie Sanders is that if you know, just in those couple examples, have you seen the movie Clinton Cash? You know, how does that set your mind in any kind of position of comfort and qualification of one Hillary Clinton? I mean, it is quite indicting, as Liz Peek said. You know, you look at it and you see where the money goes, and right behind the money, and we're not talking just a couple of bucks here. We're talking gazillions of dollars of the people's money going to help, whether it's Haiti or some other disaster or some other, you know, government-supported idea that we the people say, yeah, it's valid. Let's go. Let's help these people out. The Clintons are swooping down like vultures to see what's in it for them. And they have created a whole new profit model and how to extract monies and to utilize their power and position, you know, to profit. Boy, I'll tell you, it's quite indicting. You know, we're aware of this in the early part of this year when Peter Schweizer released the book Clinton Cash, but now to see it on the big screen, just about every continent, the quid pro quo, as Liz said, the renting out or the selling out of the Lincoln bedroom, not to mention, you know, the uranium deal where 20% of U.S. resources have been turned over to Russia. It is treasonous, to say the least. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And if it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be up to me and you. All hands on deck. That is the requirement. Shoulder to shoulder and back to back. Getting serious about, strengthening our country once again, as Donald Trump would say, to make America great again. The DNC, Michelle Obama says, hey, America is already great. Well, where is the fruit of the greatness? Some of us would be missing that, I would say. Dr. Tom Borelli is with us right now, contributor with a Conservative Review, a frequent guest on the O'Reilly Factor, Hannity, everything that's Fox. Tom partners with his wife, Denine, who was with us yesterday as frequent co-host, filling in at SiriusXM Patriot Radio. Tom, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, great to have you here. I like what you're saying here about Donald Trump, because I think there's a clear delineation. Phyllis Schlafly for ages has been saying the Republican Party has gotten so homogenized into the Democrats that they're no longer a clear choice but an echo. But I can tell you what Donald Trump has done is he's presented for the first time in a long time between these two parties a clear choice. And you say, particularly when it comes to energy policy, that this could be a boon for one Donald Trump. And you say it could be the path to victory for Trump.
Well, Bill, great observation. Look, the best thing the American people could always hope for is just a stark contrast in terms of who they want to be president based on their policies. So energy policy is just such a clear difference between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton, in her own words, has promised to bankrupt more coal companies, send more coal miners to the unemployment line, and regulate fracking, which is the process by which we become the energy leader in the world by getting oil and natural gas out of shale rock. That's fracking. She wants to regulate fracking to such a degree that very little will go on. So that's candidate A. Mm-hmm. Candidate B, Donald Trump has said he wants to increase energy production, lower regulations, and allow us to access all our natural resources on federal lands, on state lands, and everywhere. So there's your clear choice. And for the American people, that is a huge choice because we know more energy, cheaper energy prices. Cheaper energy prices means every American has more money to spend every day to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Well, Tommy, as you say, there has already been quite the revelation of progressives' perspective on energy. You've got, Secretary of the Treasury Liu saying, $8 a gallon of gas shouldn't be a big whoop, for people here in America, that we're not paying enough for fuel here. And says the man who is driven about town in his government vehicle paid for by we the people. As you say, not only Hillary Clinton, but Barack Obama has said, hey, look, go ahead and present those coal factories. We're going to put you out of business just flat out. Now, this is said in, you know, which seems to be ironic with the other statement that they insist that they want to become energy independent. And for the first time in our lifetimes, Tom, we have a chance to truly realize that, and the government has done everything it can to inhibit that journey of success down the road.
The great observation. Look, we're now the world's energy leading producer in oil and natural gas, and because it's all happening on state and private land and not on federal land. So at every step, President Obama has tried to restrict fossil fuel development, oil, coal, and natural gas. And we know the coal industry, the biggest coal companies are bankrupt, and we've lost thousands of coal miner jobs. This is their energy policy. This is their economic policy. And that's why coming forward to this election, that's why I think Pennsylvania could really go for Trump, because they used to do coal mining, and they do a lot of fracking there. Ohio, obviously West Virginia, Kentucky, even in Colorado, they do fracking and as well as coal. So a lot of these key swing states really can really hinge on the energy policy. And again, if you don't like Mr. Trump, if you don't like Mrs. Clinton, look, just think about your own wallet. Make your choice going in.
It's still about the economy.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, Tom, what is the big lie here? I mean, people are rather confused. I mean, you know, I believe our job is to, you know, present the truth as best we know how, no matter where it leads us. We're not beholden to anybody, some, you know, regulatory group or some environmental group. I'm not saying that we should be environmentally irresponsible. I don't think America is saying that. But there just seems to be, you know, so much when we talk about energy policy, you just sense that, you know, we're like a bunch of mushrooms in the dark here, and the government continues to feed us a bunch of manure and think that we're going to continue to buy into this. But, you know, people see this, you know, like you say, in these energy producing or coal producing countries. I mean, they're seeing it, the country states, they're seeing it firsthand, and they have been devastated because of this policy that you say, wait a minute, there really isn't, you know, there isn't sound reason behind this policy other than it's some environmentalists that want to social engineer America. And we're not even, I mean, here we are, we got an opportunity to be truly energy independent, to realize inexpensive fuel costs, and we have this movement in our country that says, well, no, that's not going to happen.
Well, again, just like the DNC emails, you see that they're all into control and putting their fingers on the scale. Well, President Obama, as soon as he entered in office, he wanted to push renewable energy, and the best way to get renewable energy is to bankrupt the coal industry, which competes for the energy to make electricity.
Yeah, that makes sense,
The regulatory government gone wild. And remember, this did not happen through Congress. This happened through the executive branch, through regulations, through the Environmental Protection Agency, and regulations through the Interior Department.
That served Barack Obama's cronies. I mean, this is about taking care of the people that got him elected. This is not about serving us, Tom.
It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about your listeners. It's about the green energy donors to his campaign. And Hillary Clinton has promised to do more of the same. It's going to be another 4 years of Obama and this horrendous energy policy.
Well, here's the choice, Tom. You've got, on one avenue, you got cheap energy. On the other avenue, you're like Don Quixote chasing windmills here, hoping that one day we might realize a return on investment that makes renewable energy, makes this this pathway to green energy viable. Right now, when you consider the cost of the two and what they're delivering, we're not in a position to afford this kind of investment, are we?
No, we're not. And we should just let the free market decide whichever source of energy can provide the cheapest and most competitive electricity, or drive your car, fuel your car. That should be the energy choice. Government should not be in the middle picking winners and losers and favoring donors, you know, through the green energy program. Look, Hillary Clinton has promised more of the crony capitalism on her website. Her energy policy means, and it's on her website, more money going into the Department of Energy, which will then go to profitable companies. General Electric this year got a $3 million grant to work on the energy grid. bill, a $3 million grant.
Yeah, I mean, that tells you, just follow the money. Hey, Tom, we're out of time as always, you know, and here it is. The Democrats and Clinton continue to chase down the cold boogeyman at our expense.
This report is brought to you by Galderma Laboratories. Did you know that an average day for a professional chef is up to 14 hours long? That means 14 hours of prepping and handling foods that require constant hand washing. That is why Galderma Laboratories has partnered with the American Culinary Federation, ACF, to share the first over-the-counter two-step regimen for hard-working hands. Excipio Protect and Repair intensively moisturizes to repair dry skin and soothe itchy, cracked skin. Step 1 is a daily protection cream that functions like a glove for your hands throughout the day. Step 2 is a rapid repair cream, which can be used at the end of the day to hydrate dry skin, alleviate itchiness, and provide relief overnight. In a survey conducted of more than 75 chefs from the ACF, 95% said they would recommend Excipiol to anyone who has dry hands. Because dry skin doesn't just affect professional chefs, it could affect anyone. Excipiol not only treats your dry hands, but also protects them against external irritants. To learn more and receive a discount on your purchase, visit Excipiol.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But a nice, different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Keep out the heat, it'll be all right. And babe,
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, anyway, you join us. Thanks for coming along for the ride here as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Not only politics, things of the culture, things that are of interest to you. We bring on the experts to make sure that you're getting the right information as best that are available. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, I was kind of surprised to read about, you know, when we talk about body sculpting in terms of where, you know, what are the target areas? Would you believe buttock augmentation? Can I say buttocks, Scott? But anyway, buttock augmentation and buttock lifts are among the fastest growing procedures in the aesthetic plastic surgery industry. Now, according to the latest statistics from the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, 20,713 people had buttock augmentations performed in 2015, really marking a 21% increase from the previous year. The so-called booty boom can be attributed to celebrities like Kim Kardashian, of course, Jennifer Lopez, and Nicki Minaj. Unfortunately, that being said, the skyrocketing demand for a rounder derriere has created a vibrant black market, so to speak, rife with dodgy characters offering highly dangerous injectables as buttock-enhancing options. And here to enlighten us and give us the information that we need to know, particularly if you're considering this, is Tracy Pfeiffer. Dr. Tracy Pfeiffer is back with us, Manhattan Eye, Ear, and Throat Hospital. Dr. Tracy Pfeiffer, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Tracy, you know, as we said, as plastic surgery becomes more mainstream, you know, patients need to be warned about these highly dangerous injectables. What's going on?
Well, I love your description of dodgy. It's both dodgy and dangerous. As
yes.
We see that more people are interested in these treatments, we also see a host of characters coming out of the woodwork pretending that they are physicians. Of course, they are not doctors. They have no training in medicine whatsoever. And they're using all kinds of substances from liquid silicone to glue and Lord knows what else, injecting it into the buttocks and causing serious complications, including disfigurement of the body and, in some cases, even death.
You know, you see some of these pictures from time to time in different publications. I know they come across my desk, and it's horrendous. I mean, these people pay good money for this, and they just have the wrong person. Because I think part of it, you know, it's just, you know, when anything goes mainstream like this and becomes so popular, it just has a way of bringing out the nefarious, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And although the people are paying money, oftentimes the cost is what's driving this selection. They hear about somebody who's doing a buttock injection for $3,000 instead of, you know, the $8,000 that a board-certified plastic surgeon might charge. And they think, oh, this is a simple procedure. Let me just go there and have it done. And they don't realize what they're exposing themselves to in terms of risks and complications. These are medical procedures, they're surgery. They can have beautiful results when done by the properly trained person, but can have devastating consequences when it's done by someone who has no idea what they're doing.
You know, Dr. Tracy, why are these injectables so doggone dangerous?
Well, they're in the area of the buttocks. There are very large blood vessels. And if you inadvertently inject the product into the blood vessels, it can travel to your heart and then to your lungs and cause a pulmonary embolism and in many cases, death. I had a patient from New Jersey who had a treatment by an unlicensed person who was pretending to be a doctor. And she, all of the product traveled to her lungs. It showered her lungs, basically, shutting off the oxygen. And she was in the intensive care unit. She was given last rites. Her parents were told that she was not going to make it, and miraculously she did live. And fortunately, this person was tracked down just as she was attempting to flee the country and was arrested and prosecuted. But there are many, many cases of this across the country, and patients need to make sure that their doctor is a board-certified plastic surgeon. It's critically important for your health and safety.
Well, when they turn something, you know, a procedure like this into a commodity and it's all about price, like you say, you know, the old saying, you get what you pay for. And if you know, if you've done any research and the general rule is around $8,000 and somebody says, well, hey, I can do it for $2,000 today only. Plus, we're going to give you Ginsu knives along with it. What do you think about that? Come on,
exactly.
You're getting worked here, right?
Right. That's exactly right. You know, that's one of the what I call red flags. There are red flags that people need to be alert for, and when they hear it, their brain goes ding, 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 danger, danger, danger.
Exactly.
One of the red flags is a person is offering a procedure for a price that is much lower than anybody else is offering it for. That is a sign that there is something going on. Even if it's a licensed doctor, that is a sign that there is something going on. There's a reason why that person is offering such a low price. They can't command a higher price. They don't have the credentials. They don't have the experience. They don't have the training. Another red flag is if you go to, for example, a doctor's office and they offer you a discount if you book the same day. So you had your consultation. You're discussing the options for you. You've been given a price for what it's going to be, and somebody's pressuring you to sign up that day to give a deposit. And if you do, you're going to get a lower price. That has no place in medicine. Medicine is about providing the patient with information so they can make an informed choice. In order to make a decision about whether you want to proceed with a procedure or not, you need to think about it usually. Discuss it with your family members.
Yeah.
So any kind of pressure like that is another red flag.
Yeah, when you get pressure like that, ladies and gentlemen, you fold up your wallet and run out the door. Find the exit quickly. And I agree with that because, you know, it does take time. And then you also need to make sure that you're looking into the history of this doctor. And this is why a board-certified plastic surgeon is so important, right?
Absolutely. If a person is board-certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgeons, they have undergone rigorous education and training, testing, and meeting ongoing educational requirements throughout the entirety of their career. So you know the anatomy, you know the possible complications, you know how to treat the complications, you know the options for the patients. There's not always one best way to do something. There are multiple options, and there are pros and cons with each. Mm-hmm. And all of this needs to be discussed with the patient so the patient can make the best choice, you know, for their goals and objectives. If you go to somebody who's, A, not a doctor, obviously that's a no-brainer. You're not going to go to that person.
Yeah.
But if you go to a doctor who's not board certified in the area that they're practicing, for example, let's say an anesthesiologist is telling you that he does liposuction. Well, an anesthesiologist was never trained in a board certified program in liposuction. They were trained in anesthesia.
Right.
So they would have gone to a weekend course where they paid $3,000 for Saturday and Sunday to learn how to do liposuction, and then they turn around and say they know how to do liposuction.
Oh, wow.
There's no comparison between that type of training and the training that, for example, I received over 8 years of surgical training.
Exactly.
So it's critically important that people go to doctors who are board certified in the area that they're practicing.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Pfeiffer, how can patients make sure their body enhancement procedure lasts? You know, that's another complaint that we hear quite often is that it just, for some reason, the enhancement doesn't take.
Well, these injectables do not last forever. Even if you transfer your own fat, it may not last forever. So the best way to get a more long-lasting result is to place an implant, for example, in the buttock area. But, you know, implants have their own problems, too. They can cause pressure. You can have wound breakdown. You can have infection. So there's pros and cons with all the different methods, and all of these need to be, you know, understood and discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And if patients want to find out some additional information, they
Good.
Can
Perfect.
Always go to smartbeautyguide.com and check out that website. All of the doctors on that website are board certified, and they have a special interest in cosmetic surgery.
Exactly.
There's lots of information about the different procedures there.
Well, Dr. Tracy Pfeiffer has been our guest. She's a board-certified plastic surgeon, trained and experienced in the most advanced cosmetic surgical procedures available today. Dr. Pfeiffer, thank you so much for shedding light on this, because we don't want our listeners to be taken advantage of and to regret a decision.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet. And I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles. And it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and our next guest is quite a fascinating guest, and we're going to talk about Bill Nye's visit to the Ark Encounter and a scientific case for the biblical flood account. And with us right now is Dr. Troy Lawrence. He's the author of Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life. And it can be purchased at his website at creationministry.org. Dr. Lawrence, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I am well, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. It's an honor.
Hey, no, the honor is ours, Dr. Lawrence. I mean, to talk about this issue, and of course, you're involved with the Ark Encounter, and we've spoken and shared, what is going on with the Ark Encounter. But to bring our audience up to date as to what is happening, tell us, what's happening right now with the Ark Encounter and where we are. Because it just opened up, right?
Yes. So what's going on is there is a huge battle for whether the flood was a local flood or whether it was a global flood. Mm-hmm. Now, all those who adhere to the notion of macroevolution, and the uniformitarian theory, that is, the rate at which things occur today is the rate at which things occurred forever in the past. It's called the uniformitarian theory. When they adhere to those constructs, they have to reject that there was a global flood. And the reason they have to reject that there was a global flood is because the biblical account of a global flood, where the Bible directly says that every mountain under the heavens were covered, that all the mountains were covered in Genesis 7, 10, and in Psalm 104, it says the entire earth was flooded. In 2 Peter 3, 5, it says the entire earth was flooded. Well, then you have to reject that, because the biblical account answers why there's petroleum reservoirs, why there's coal mines, why there's fossils in each layer, why the layers of the crust of the earth is smooth and segregated and lacking meteorites and lacking so many different things. So it's a battle for truth, and the winner of this battle gets to have their notion be the prevailing teaching construct in academia. So it's a huge struggle for truth.
Right. Well, in what has added, I guess, some focus on this was, as I mentioned, Bill Nye visited the Ark Encounter. And he basically said, it's all a bunch of bunk. It's all wrong here.
That's correct. So one of the first arguments that has to be, one of the first hurdles that has to be jumped over is there enough water on Earth to flood the Earth? Because if there's not enough water on the Earth, then this is all a moot point. Mm-hmm. So from a creationist point of view, is there enough water? And the answer is yes. If you took the mountains and the valleys of the earth and smooth them out, then there is enough water to cover the entire earth by 1.5 miles. Miles, not inches. So can you present that argument? Can you say, hey, Mount Everest was not as tall today as it once was? Well, from a scriptural point of view, Psalm 104 makes it quite clear in verses 6 through 9. It says that during the flood, that God caused the mountains to rise and the valleys to sink down. That's faster tectonic plate movement. And that's how it's explained why every mountain has fossils on it, because every mountain was covered by water. So the answer is there enough water on Earth to cover it in a global flood? Yes, absolutely, by a long shot, 1.5 miles worth.
Well, Dr. Lawrence, doesn't the Bible talk about the streams of water being released from underneath the earth? So though these waters, you know, traditionally we think of the ocean waters, that God set the boundaries and separated the seas from the landmass, but yet the Bible says, but don't get carried away here. There's still water underneath the land, and God caused that water to be released from under the land as well. So does that come into any kind of consideration here?
It absolutely does. Today, we can look under the crust of the earth and see reservoirs of water. Today, we can look at natural geysers and see hot vents of steam of water pouring forth. We can look across the globe and see fault lines, tectonic plate movements. So Dr. Walter Brown has postulated a wonderful theory called tectonic plate hydroplaning, that when the global flood occurred, tectonic plates prior to the global flood, from creation until the flood, were storing potential energy. In other words, the plates wanted to move, but there was too much friction. They were held in place. And that built up potential energy, which seismologists will tell you today that as tectonic plates build up potential energy, when they are released, it's greater kinetic energy, faster and larger movements on the flip side. In other words, the longer the wait between earthquakes and movements of tectonic plates, the greater the effect. So we can look and see remnants of the deep caverns that once existed and that helped formed our oceans. So Genesis 7:11 gives some clues to what happened. It says, the fountains of the deep burst. That's biblical terminology for violence. Now, a secularist will come in and say, whoa, you know, that much water bursting forth violently would be superheated and the earth would overheat. And that's actually a wonderful argument. And it's a welcomed argument, because we need heat, hot water, to explain how the layers of the crust were, when they settled, mm-hmm. from the flood, that they were able to move by tectonic plates. And we have bent layers that then harden into rock, bent layers that were malleable, that were smooth. And you need hot water near volcanic with the acidity to then form from sodium bicarbonate to form chalk and limestone and marble, depending on different pressures. Mm-hmm. So we need the heat. So how does the creationist get around, well, the entire Earth wasn't vaporized? Well, this is explained by huge chunks of ice that came down from waters above and landed in the polar regions. And we discern this by, in the Arctic Circle, there are fully grown and developed woolly mammoths standing in the upright position as though they were instantaneously frozen.
Exactly.
And in their digestive tracts is tropical vegetation that was undigested, as though they were instantaneously frozen by super cold. So that buffered the high heat of the deep caverns bursting forth through fault lines in the global flood.
Well, you know, there is a rhyme and reason and a purpose for everything under the sun. But if you want to negate the Creator God, then you lose sense and connectivity of what the grand purpose was all about, don't you?
You sure do, because once you discount the global flood and you say, oh, no, when the Bible says everything living on the earth died outside the ark, when it says every mountain was covered by 15 cubits, which is about 22 and a half feet, according to our human height now, when you discount those things, then you're less likely to read by the Bible, because you're thinking, well, it's riddled with errors. And you're less likely to share the Bible, because who wants to go to an atheist and say, hey, believe in my all-powerful God, though he wrote errors in the Genesis flood account, because
exactly.
We know it was a local flood. But just look at it from logically point of view.
Well, God, we only got about 15 seconds left here, Dr. Lawrence. So, I'm sorry. I apologize. We only got about 15 seconds left in this segment, but we've got more opportunity to talk on the other side of the break, so stay with us. We'll pick it up from there. Dr. Troy Lawrence is with us, and we're talking about the Ark Encounter on Bill Martinez Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling apart.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez Live.
Hey, it's about your opinions, but it's also about the experts that we bring on to give us the facts as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, because it is that important, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think there's another show like ours that is committed and gives you these kind of experts and this kind of information just for you. 14 minutes right now before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Dr. Troy Lawrence continues. Dr. Lawrence, before we pick up where we left off, before we had to go to break here, I do want to talk a little bit about the Ark Encounter. Can you give us an update? We spoke with Dr. Ken Ham a while back, and it was before the actual opening of the Ark Encounter. Can you tell us and give us a real quick update?
The update is that it's open. It's a functional park, mm-hmm. And it is illustrates that a boat of that size can be built. The Ark didn't have sails. The Ark was a barge. It was a survival boat. It was not meant to travel the world. It was meant to survive a global flood.
Mm-hmm.
When looking at the notion of the global flood from a biblical perspective, you can look at it logically, where God says to Noah, hey, in 120 years, I'm going to flood the earth, build an ark, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Noah, you know, could have said, hey, God, I don't really want to build something that big. Can I just migrate to another region, another continent? I can be there in 6 months. So from a logical point of view, it holds up to a global flood. But from a scientific point of view, and that's what's really important, is that what we can tell in amber, air bubbles in amber, which is petrified tree sap, and air bubbles in glacier core samples, that the oxygen concentration in past millennia was 50% higher than today. It was a 30% oxygen concentration back then. How do you get to a higher concentration? You need more vegetation. Mm-hmm. Right now, the oceans, polar ice caps, and the deserts limit vegetation growth. They limit oxygen production. As a matter of fact, this is really important. Geologist Peter Dave McConnell of the Earth Institute of Columbia University did a core sample study of the Atlantic Ocean just off the Sahara Desert, because he was noticing the Sahara Desert blowing sand into the Atlantic Ocean. So he did core samples to determine how long the Sahara Desert has been there. And he discerned by counting the layers that it's relatively young, that it's only about 5,000 years old. Well, that's right close to the Noah flood. So even geological studies is in line with the deserts are young. Matter of fact, the river deltas, all rivers on Earth, not one river delta has more sediment deposit than 4,500 years.
Mm.
That is amazing evidence that they are all young.
You know,
I ask my students when I'm talking to them on campus and asking them, I'll say, do you know how long it takes for a creature when it falls to the ground to decay to dust so that it can't be fossilized? And they'll say, no, well, years. And I'll say, yes, correct, years. So each time you see a fossil, it means it was covered quickly and not slowly as the slow deposit of layers over millions of years for each layer. No. It has to be covered quickly. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the fossil won't form. And you need moisture.
Exactly.
Otherwise, the fossil won't form. So each fossil is a testimony that it was covered quickly, i.e. the global flood.
Exactly. Well, you know, what you're, you know, bringing up here when you talk about that there's less, you know, less oxygen today, you know, you're going to give people that are into, you know, climate change a whole nother positional argument by introducing that. You know, they'll start chasing after that one next, right?
I'm sure. But God does promise that judgment is coming of fire. So, climate change is a whole nother topic, and the data is still coming in. But mankind, I don't think, is causing global warming. But when you look at a that's a whole nother topic.
I always say, Dr. Lawrence, is that God didn't know this was going to happen. I mean, like this caught him by surprise, a sovereign God who created all this. I picture this ironic conversation in heaven, like maybe he looks over to Peter and say, didn't you take care of that? I told you to take care of that, you know? It's laughable.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And more science that is in my book is Tyrannosaurus Rex and Triceratops, two different scientists, one a creationist, one an evolutionist, in different locations found soft tissue in those allegedly extinct animals that are 65 million years ago, they died off. Well, you can't have soft tissue survive that long, indicating that there was something recent that occurred, i.e. the global flood. And there's been other geologists that have found polystrata, that means poly means many, strata, the layers of the crust, polystrata petrified trees transcending through multiple layers. Well, you can't have that if the slow uniformitarian slowly covered the tree over millions of years. You can't have that. So a evolutionist would argue, hey, whoa. We know that it takes coal millions of years to form. Well, creationists would argue back, no, that's incorrect. We can make coal in months now. Mm-hmm. All you do is you take a little piece of wood, a little bit of clay, a little bit of water in a vacuum, like covered earth sediment mm-hmm. from the flood,
right.
And bake it near like a volcano. And in short order, you have coal that's indistinguishable from coal allegedly 20 million years old in the coal mine. So that argument's flawed. Well, then they can come back and say, well, oil preserves. We know that takes millions of years for the oil to slowly evolve and form. No. We can take, through distillation process of chicken byproducts,
mm-hmm.
Adipose, ligaments, tendons, and algae, and distill it in high heat, and we can get petroleum oil in 30 minutes. It's just not cost effective right now to do it, but we still have those factories. So they can't argue an old earth from coal or petroleum or mm-hmm. fossils because they need to be covered quickly.
And part of the argument against energy is depleting our resources. And what you're saying is that in and of itself, by God's design, it is it's self-sustaining.
Amen. So
right?
One of the other arguments is someone can look at the tectonic plate movements today and say, hey, it's moving at a fingernail growth. So then we can divide by how long it's moved and get a duration of 220 million years for the tectonic plate movements. Well, this is flawed for one major reason. Tectonic plate movements can move fast at times. And so there's been many earthquakes that have occurred where plates have shifted 40 feet in seconds. So we know that tectonic plates can move fast. And so Dr. Wall Brown touched on this, that if with the deep caverns underneath the crust, the plates were hydroplaning and squishing out those deep caverns through fault lines, sending out the hot water to help flood the earth.
Well, Dr. Lawrence, I know some of our audience are probably saying, I didn't realize this was going to turn into a master's science class. We got about a minute and a half left here, and you've shared some great things with us. But let's sum up, you know, what is the big takeaway here that people should hold to, and also that they need to get their hands on your book, Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life, that's available at creationministry.org. So sum it up. Give us, you know, two, 3 points that we should hold on to here.
The main point is that it's not science versus the Bible. In fact, science is an ally, and it's in harmony with Scripture. The whole point is that it's science and the Bible versus the opinions of evolutionary scientists. And we can illustrate that the dating methods are flawed. And so when they use the dating methods, they being the evolutionists, to purport their old earth and evolutionary views, it's based on flawed pseudoscience. So this is a war on truth. And the Scriptures are divine and inerrant and infallible. And from that, we can discern the truth of God and know God through science.
And the challenge that we have here, Dr. Lawrence, like anything, when we pursue the truth, it does require some effort. It's not like it's just going to all pop in. But as you know, just even this morning, and we have a little bit more time. I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong time here, But, you know, as we're starting to see, as you look into this deeper, there is actual harmony. And it just, you know, and for you, you have these oh yeah moments and praise God moments where you go, this is not in conflict, but this is when you have to be careful when the Bill Nyes of the world come in and others that want to invalidate God, because that's really what it comes down to, is if you invalidate God, then you're back to, you know, Darwin's theory, and which opened up this new theology that we end up, as the Book of Romans say, exchanging the truth for a lie.
That's correct. This is a battle of truth. And one can look at the polar ice caps, and if you're an evolutionist, you'll see the layers of the polar ice and say, oh, well, each one of those layers represents a year, so therefore there's 130,000 years just in the polar ice. Well, now, wait a minute. If you look at those layers as just different times of precipitation, where there was a warmer precipitation and a cooler precipitation, which is how things deposit in ice. They're not necessarily year rings like in a tree.
Right.
Well, then that explains why World War II Lost Squadron is buried around the 75,000-year mark in the Arctic Circle. So that debunks that. And one looks at the layers of the crust and they see that, oh, there's no erosion marks. The layers are smooth and segregated, and they're lacking meteorites. So that all indicates that it was occurred quick. We can go in a lab.
Exactly. Well, and we're out of time, but I would, again, invite everybody to get their hands on your book, Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life. Dr. Lawrence, thank you so much. Boy, this has been a great lesson. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more. Stay right where you are.
Take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.